There's something about white sand and blue water. I love the white sand. I put up with the blue water. When we lived in Florida, we visited the beach a few times, driving down the roads that ran alongside the sandy white beaches. We looked at those houses that lined those roads and dreamed of living there. Some of them were beautiful. Some were, in realtor speak, a handyman's dream, which means money pit with a view. We wake up now to watch Cardinals and Blue Jays jockey for the best breakfast spot on the bird feeder. But could you imagine drawing the drapes to see dolphins dance on the waves? For those beachfront homeowners, the ocean was in their backyard. But then came 2004 and four hurricanes. Charlie, Francis, Ivan, and Jean. And many of those houses with their enviable views were reduced to rubble because they were built on shifting, unstable sand. As Jesus closed his famous Sermon on the Mount, he told a story about two builders. They both arrived in town about the same time. The first builder found a piece of perfect land, except one thing. The whole foundation was rock. He rummaged through his pack for a shovel, a pickaxe, a chisel, a hammer, and he began to chip away to level off that rock. Early in the morning until late at night. Back-breaking work. The sun baked his face, sweat dripped off his chin. It was grueling work, but it was worthwhile work. He knew the sunny skies wouldn't always be sunny. And I live in Ohio, I know that as well as anybody. But when that gentle breeze would grow into a violent gale, the only thing that mattered on that day was the foundation on which he built his house this day. And Jesus said, this is like a man who hears the sayings of mine and does them. He's like a man who digs deep and builds his house upon a rock. But on the other side of yonder mountain, we find another builder. Who was he? It's a good question. And we'll find that out right after this. You're listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to a story of two builders on Simplify. The other builder settled on a piece of property right alongside the shoreline. He was just as skilled as the first builder, but not as smart. He looked up and saw sunshine. He looked down and saw sand, and he thought, why go through all that grueling, back-breaking work when you can just build on sand? Quicker build, better view. He passed up the pick and chisel and hammer and picked up the shovel, dug a few feet until he was satisfied. Then he unpacked his hammock, poured some lemonade, and smiled at how easy this was. He was much more creative than that foolhardy man chiseling away to build house upon rock. Who builds house on a rock? But Jesus said, this is like a man who hears these sayings of mine and does nothing about them. He's like a man who built his house upon the sand. What Sunny Skies Construction did not realize is those sunny skies wouldn't always be sunny. Meteorologist Jesus gave the same weather report for both builders. One day, just as Jesus forecasted, the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on both houses. Because life doesn't care if you've served God for years or you've cursed God for years. Rains fall, floods rise, winds blow against everybody. And sometimes it's a steady rain. You get sick or you got laid off or you got in a car accident that leaves you with a few weeks of rehab or you face ridicule because of your faith. Other times we scarcely stand in the face of gale force winds because it's a terminal illness or a permanent layoff or a car accident that leaves us paralyzed or a work accident that leaves us unemployed or we face full-blown persecution because of our faith. Jesus said the rain falls, floods rise, winds blow against everybody, no matter who you are or where you build your house. Don't lose your faith when storms come. They come to everybody. But what matters, the difference between the two, is the foundation on which you build your house. This lesson was Jesus' last lesson before he gave his altar call. Philip was walking over to the keyboard to start playing altar call music. After this Spirit-led sermon, Jesus said, it's not enough to hear this. You've got to go out and live it. This Sunday, whether you're worshiping with your church family on campus or you're only able to worship online because of the pandemic, you're going to hear the Word of God. Or maybe you've already heard the Word of God. Maybe you're on your way home from church, on the way to KFC. But when service ends, this Sunday, next Sunday, or whenever you're in church next, don't just sling your jacket over your shoulder and nod to Jesus. Hey, good talk, Jesus. We'll see you Sunday. Keep building. Or for those of you who are just starting to walk with God, begin building. Our passion is our shovel. Our prayers are our pickaxe. Repentance is our chisel. And each day, Each time we hear the Word of God, we have the God-given opportunity to dig deep and build on what we've heard. My favorite quote outside of Scripture is from Martin Luther, who said, "There are 2 days in my calendar, this day and that day. I don't want to get to that day and have to give God an excuse for why I heard His Word for 40 plus years and still did nothing about it. While I stand next in line to somebody from the underground church in the Middle East who had only a few scraps of Scripture but lived out everything they had learned." There are two builders, Jesus said, one who builds his house on rock, which means hears the Word of God and obeys it, and one who builds his house on sand, which means hears the Word of God and does nothing about it. I wish there was an in-between, but there's not. Every one of us will be one of those two builders. Either we will hear God's Word and obey it and build our house on rock, or we will hear God's Word, do nothing about it, and build our house on sand. What's interesting about the builders is it's very difficult to tell which of the two you are until the storms come. And then when they come, you and everybody else you know, they'll know. Wherever you are, would you take a little bit of time with me right now? And let's pray and ask the Lord to help us to be like the one who built his house on rock, who heard the Word of God, obeyed it, and lived out what he learned. Jesus, I thank you for your Word. Your Word is all-powerful. Your Word is inspired. I thank you for every scripture I've read, every lesson I've heard, every message I've ever heard preached. Thank you, God, for every time somebody has shared a devotion or a story with me. I pray, God, help me, help all of those who are listening. Help us to obey what we've heard. Thank you for all the times we've heard your Word, but I pray, God, help us to do more than just hear it. Help us to live out what we've learned. Help us to obey what we've learned. Help us to be like those who built their house on rock, and when the storms came, still stood. I ask you today, bless all of those who are in the middle of a storm right now, that they would cling to you and cling to their faith. I pray you would encourage them today from your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Simplify. I hope this has been a help to you. And if you would like a copy of the devotional Simplify that launched this podcast some nearly 2 years ago, you can buy that at PentecostalPublishing.com. It's a 52-week devotional I had written to help us to walk closer with God. Or you can also purchase it on Amazon and Kindle. Or if you live here in Colonial Mount Vernon, you can swing by Paragraphs at the corner of Main Street in Ohio and pick up a copy. As I mentioned in our last podcast, we are quickly approaching 100 episodes and quickly approaching 50,000 downloads. So it will be very interesting over the next few weeks to see which one we hit first, either 100 episodes or 50,000 downloads. We're right at 48,000 downloads. So if you enjoy Simplify, please share it on your social media, share it with somebody, and let them know about the podcast. If you're looking for another podcast for some fun, maybe some inspiration, check out my newest podcast. I team up with my dear friend and law enforcement officer, Lieutenant Andy Burns, and we have a podcast called The Preacher and the Policeman, in which we do our best to mix current events with the gospel and add a heaping helping of humor. Next week, I want to share with you another story Jesus told about a sower. And we're not talking about needle and thread. We're talking about seed and soil. And I look forward to sharing that with you next week. And always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.